Hey, welcome everyone. This is Michael Sparks. It's the Amsoil Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, March something or other, March 9th. Can you imagine that? And we're excited for you to join us on our call tonight. Hey, if you're listening in via podcast, like iTunes, Stitcher, etc., be sure to visit the Amsoil Dealer Training website. It's www.lube-direct.com. That's lube with the hyphen in the middle, not, you know, any other dashes. It's a dash in the middle like everybody else knows. But then click on the logo that says Dealer Training Website. I provide this website for everyone. It's my goal not only to help dealers on our team, but help all Amsoil dealers, no matter if you're on our team or not. I feel that helping everyone in Amsoil, the company becomes a better company. And as they say, a high tide lifts all boats. So I want to lift you and your Amsoil business to higher levels. So, again, I thank you for listening in tonight and our Amsoil Dealer Training Call. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about some of the great new products that are coming out, and then we're also going to talk a little bit about some online training that I've experienced here in the last couple of weeks, or actually the last couple of years, but I just want to bring it up so that folks listening in tonight can understand what's going on. But first up, live from Daytona, Florida, Amsoil Bike Week, Brian Frambach, where are you at?
I am right across the road from Daytona International Speedway. I'm actually looking right at the backside of it now. My wife, Fran, and I, we are direct jobbers out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and we are working a corporate event, corporate-backed event here. It's the Ricky Carmichael Amateur Supercross Series. So we are working the infield of the Daytona International Speedway in the triangle there. It's called the Trioval, for those that know. And there's a grassy spot in the triangular part of the Trioval, and that they turn into a motocross course. And that's where we have been since Friday night. This is where we've been. So we've got one more day here tomorrow. It's ATVs, actually, for the first time. So we're down here registering folks to win a 2015 CRF 450, a Honda dirt bike, and trying to get some leads and build our business. And that is exactly what we're doing, talking to folks. We're getting a lot of exposure with the dirt bike, the new product line. You'd mentioned something, Michael, about some new product lines we have. The new dirt bike oil offered in 1040, 1050, and 1060, that's designed for the consistent clutch feel. As these guys are sitting on the gate, that consistency in the clutch feel, that's one of the things we're really getting to talk to folks a lot about. And then on the outside of the, from being on the infield as you come out, a lot of the V-twin folks are out here, a lot of Indian and Harley-Davidson folks, of course. And out there, they're talking about the new V-twin oils. So if you guys haven't seen that, because that's really fresh. That's like a week, maybe 10 days old or something. So I don't even know how much that information is out. But so they're trying to break up these products into more families. So Fran and I are on the inside talking about the dirt bike family of oils. And on the outside, they're talking about the V-twin family of oils. And if you haven't seen, we've got some new viscosities coming out there. They're breaking up the primary oil. Because it used to be the MCV, you could fill all three holes, and you still can. But they're kind of breaking that up a little bit because some people are, I don't know if uncomfortable is really the right word, but some people just don't like the thought of one going in all three spots. I guess they feel like maybe if it can do the motor oil, but it can also do the primary, maybe they're giving up a little bit here and a little bit there so that it could do all three things. So Amsoil has listened to the feedback, and they've kind of broken it up a little bit, and so that's what's happening down here. A lot of foot traffic.
Well, great. Brian, you know, you're out there working. You drove from Murfreesboro all the way down to Daytona to work this booth, and it's our hope that you get some new customers and introduce some new people to Amsoil products, whether it's for their motorcycle or their car, truck, whatever they've got. Hopefully you're able to convey the message that Amsoil products will really help anything that they own that requires lubrication to have a better running piece of equipment, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually got to talk over the I don't know, the race announcers. I got to go up into the announcement booth the other day and talk, and that was one of the things that they brought up, you know, is how AMSOIL can help in the tow rigs and all the generators, all kinds. You know, I mean, as most folks on the call know, I mean, we have products to cover most any need. And, yeah, so that's one thing. We try to use the dirt, like in our case, we try to use the dirt bikes and the four-wheelers as just a stepping stone or just a way to open the door to talk about some of the other products. So for
exactly.
us, specifically inside, that, you know, we just try to use that as a welcome mat.
Excellent. Well, keep it up from Daytona. I know you're working hard, and you've put a lot of time and effort into getting yourself down there and being able to be in front of all those people, and we hope the best success for you and Fran. And we're looking forward to seeing you at AMSOIL University and the DJ convention in just a couple of months.
Well, that sounds great. I appreciate you having me on. I'm going to hang up. I got to get back across the street and get back in the infield before they close down.
All right. Go make some sales, Brian. Good job.
All right. See you. Bye.
Yep, bye. Hey, speaking of these motorcycle dirt bike oils that just came out, it's pretty exciting stuff, folks, if you're not involved with the dirt bike market. But prior to just a couple of months ago, we had the 2050 and the 1040 motorcycle oils, and that covered pretty much every application that we could think of. But what was thought of that people that are in racing, that did the ultimate dirt bike experience and whatnot, different motorcycles required different products. Hey, we're becoming a specialized market nowadays. And so AMSOIL recently released the SAE 1040 dirt bike oil. It's engineered to deliver performance attributes that requested by on- and off-track dirt bike riders, including consistent clutch feel. The clutch, when these people, I don't know if you've ever been to a dirt bike race, but these people line up at a line, and they rev their engines to God knows what, 10,000 RPMs, and they dump their clutch. And they all, the whole goal is to get what they call the hole shot. That means you get out of the gate the first, and you get to the first corner. Because when you have like 50, 100 motorcycles all striving to get to the first corner, the person that gets there last is usually the slowest person. The person in the middle usually falls over and gets run over by a bunch of other dirt bikers. And the first person that gets to the first hole shot out of that corner can get ahead of everybody because they're not clogged up by that thing. And the clutch feel, which means they're revving this bike up and they're dumping the clutch, and they're doing this like multiple times every evening. Meaning that they might do a heat. They do like maybe a couple of heat races. The fastest people would get to move up to the next race, and they might do three or four races a night. And they might dump this clutch with the high RPMs, you know, 5 or 10 times in a weekend race. And AMSOIL has designed a product that will keep that consistent clutch feel the entire race. It's, you know, they call it friction durability, so that whether you're deep into a race or deep into the woods, riders can feel consistently the clutch feel will perform from start to finish. And AMSOIL's exclusive advanced chemistry provides outstanding engine reliability and worry-free operation in severe performance. So they've got different viscosities for this product. They've got a 10W40. That's mostly for the Asian bikes, the Suzuki's, Kawasaki's, and Hondas. They've got a 10W50 product for some of the European motorcycles. And then they've got a 10W60 product that's designed for, like, Husqvarnas and KTMs that are doing long, extended races, which what they call hair scrambles, or they call them, you know, just long-term races where they're doing like several hours, and the clutches will maintain their feel over that entire time. So the dirt bike motorcycle worlds, if you're not involved with dirt bikes, consider talking to some of the dirt bike racers about these products. They will really help them have that product that they're looking for and will help them save money. The products will outperform any of the competition. And, of course, we have a whole other range of AMSL products from the engine oils, which some two-strokes would use two-stroke oil, and obviously the dirt bike oils would use a four-stroke oil that they've designed here, as well as the fuel additives, not only the AMSOIL octane boost for the gasoline, but as well as the quick shot product for the ethanol problems, as well as keeping the intakes and everything clean. Remember, racing is research. AMSOIL corporately sponsored Supercross and motocross racers identified this consistent clutch feel as a key performance attribute. Consistent clutch feel is critical to motocross riders during starts and to keep the bike from lurching forward during the gate dropping. Trail riders, meanwhile, need consistent clutch feel to confidently navigate obstacles without having to shift gears and lose momentum. So that's it for the motorcycle dirt bike oils. Go to AMSOIL.com and click on the motorcycle link, and then you'll be able to read about those. I'm not going to go too into depth, but visiting with dirt bike racers, visiting with accounts that are motorcycle shops that have dirt bikes for sale that sell AMSOIL products, this is just an additional add-on product for that. Next up is a new Signature Series product, the 5W50 and 0W40. I'm really excited about this, especially the 0W40. This is hitting all the Chrysler and Dodge high-performance products. These products are specifically designed for high-horsepower engines from Ford and Chrysler. It may be a niche market, but many people that own these vehicles, they've spent $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. The Chrysler Challenger Hemi car, it might be $50,000 to get that, drive that off the lot. That person obviously wants to take care of that car. They want the best for that car. So running the 0W40 Signature Series in that car will really help them understand the value of taking better care of their vehicles. So the 5W50 AMSOIL Signature Series was primarily recommended for the high-horsepower Ford products. That's the GT500, the Boss 302, and I would imagine some of the SVT Ford, like the SVT truck and so forth, the 5W50. And this uses the highest formulation that AMSOIL has for the automotive use, a Signature Series. So it goes right along with that. And talk to any person that has a Ford Mustang, whether it be, if it's just the regular Ford Mustang, just say, hey, ask them what products they're using. Ask them what viscosity is recommended. But if you see somebody, and it's pretty relevant, pretty easy to spot, it says GT500 on the side of the car or Boss 302, that person is a direct, they need our products. There's somebody you can talk to that could use the AMSOIL 5W50. Again, the 0W40, that is the Signature Series, 100% synthetic 0W40, and the list for this is pretty extensive. It goes for the Hemi trucks, the cars, the Challenger, and a lot of the Dodge products are calling for this 0W40. I actually sold two cases of this already. I've actually sold some of the 5W50 as well. So people are looking for these products. The 5W50, I placed a blog post back in January, and I had a call last week for a guy down in Florida that's wanting the 5W50 for his Boss 302, and we signed him up as a preferred customer. He's all set to go. So just remember, check these products out. Go to AMSOIL.com. Go in the dealer zone and click on the AMSOIL reviews for it. There's some videos that are out there. Be sure to get yourself familiar with how well these products perform. They keep the pistons clean. They're also recommended for extended drain intervals, maximizes fuel economy, and, of course, the engine protection. That just is what everybody's looking for, is engine protection. So be sure to let your customers know that that's where AMSOIL shine, is in engine protection. So lastly, this last week, and Brian Franbeck just talked about that, on March 1st, March 2nd probably, I guess, the beginning of last week, was the new AMSOIL motorcycle oils, 20W40, and the V-twin primary oil and the V-twin transmission oil. The 20W40, what does this go to? We've had 2050, 10W40, blah, 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 all these different viscosities, 5W30 for motorcycles. Well, 10W40 is what Polaris and Victory, the brand Polaris and Victory, call for their engine oil. And so knowing this, you can now have a product, instead of having to recommend alternative products like the 10W40 motorcycle oil or 25th, somewhere in between, now you have the exact product that the Victory motorcycles and the Indian motorcycles call for in their engine oils. And finding customers is not very difficult. You just look on the tank of the motorcycle and it says Victory, or it will say Indian motorcycles, and you can then sell that person a product that is specified in the owner's manual. And I've actually got several motorcycle shops that are Victory motorcycle dealers that I plan on going to in the next week or so to talk to them about carrying the AMSOIL 20W40 motorcycle oil for those motorcycles. The next up product is the V-twin synthetic transmission fluid. Prior to recently, AMSOIL had the 20W50, which is recommended for all three applications, which is the engine, the transmission, and the primary. One product can cover all that. Well, many of the riders and consumers that ride motorcycles felt like they had to have a separate product for the transmission and primary. So AMSOIL has released a product, the AMSOIL V-twin transmission fluid, specifically designed for bikers who prefer a dedicated transmission fluid over the multi-use lubricant. Does the 20W50, the MCV product, still work in this application? Yes. If somebody is already using 2050 and they're happy with that, great, leave them on that. But if they want a specific transmission fluid for a V-twin motorcycle, primarily a Harley-Davidson, but also a Triumph and a pre-2013 Indian, they can use this V-twin transmission fluid. So this is just another place to put on the shelf at many of your retail on the shelf accounts. You put them out, another product that can beef up, as they say, beef up your product line at your retail on the shelf accounts. Offering the transmission fluid is just another choice that some of your customers can then go forward and be happy with this product. It's going to outperform everything else on the market today, and is specifically designed for motorcycles and V-twin transmissions. So the next product up is the V-twin primary fluid. The primary Harley-Davidson type of motorcycles, they have an engine, a transmission, and a primary. And primary is where the belt, it's normally a chain that operates the clutch. And its purpose, for those who prefer a dedicated primary chain case lubricant, its balanced formulation delivers consistent clutch feel for confident takeoffs, helping riders avoid killing the engine, and it also has anti-wear lubricants in it to help maintain the primary and the clutch over a long period of time. The V-twin primary fluid is formulated with a balanced additive system that provides consistent clutch feel, and it's got a heavy dose of anti-wear additives to protect the gears that are in the chain and the compensator bearing for premature wear. So, anyhow, those are the products that are out there for motorcycles. And I think that these are some great products, not only for the motorcycles, but the Signature Series products. These are niche markets. This is where AMSL excels. This is where there are a lot of customers out there. And I think it's a great thing to go out there. The Zero W40, if I was an AMSL dealer starting out today, or I'm an AMSL dealer today, I would order a case of the Zero W40. I would order a case of each, and I'd find every local motorcycle shop, every Ford dealership, and every Chrysler dealership within 50 miles of my house. I'd go visit them and show them what we have. Print out the spec sheets on that, show them that we have the products that will help those customers that are concerned about, they just spent $50,000 on a darn car. Do they not want to take care of it? Of course they do. So using AMSL products in those cars will definitely help them maintain them over the long term. Last up tonight, we got about 7 or 8 minutes. I want to talk a little bit about online activities for your AMSL business. I know I follow many of you on Facebook and other social media, and one of the main key things to online activities is to drive people to your website. If you don't have a website, you really should seriously consider having a website. That should be the main place where people go to learn about you, as well as learn about AMSL products. And one of the main keys is forwarding the links. I've noticed that people that follow AMSOil.com on Facebook and other social media, they share these links that AMSOil puts out, or maybe another AMSOil dealer puts a link to AMSOil. And if you don't have your AMSOil dealer ZO number attached to that link, it's basically you just wasted your time. Because if a person that is in your social media circles clicks on that, they will not become your customer. They will become somebody else's customer. And so learning how to link yourself to the AMSOil dealer website is an imperative. I don't care if you're a brand new AMSOil dealer today or you've been in AMSOil for 20 years. Learn how to link yourself to the AMSOil.com website. And this is pretty easy to do. You log in to AMSOil.com dealer zone. And then you click on my dealer website. So you click on, first thing you do is click on my business. Then you click on my dealer website. And then link your site to AMSOil. And then click on AMSOil to learn how to link your site to the AMSOil dealer website. There's not anything on AMSOil.com that you cannot link to as long as you know how to do it. And normally it's a question mark, or ZO equals question mark and your ZO number, and you put your ZO number behind that. So if you know how to do it, you can link yourself to any page that AMSOil has. So if AMSOil posts something on Facebook, you click on it, and you're like, oh, I want to link to that. It's a great page. Well, they'll just say share. What you want to do is you want to go up and find the link up in the URL, and you want to figure out how to say, well, I want to make sure that my AMSOil ZO number is attached to that, so when I share it to my Facebook page or my LinkedIn page or my Twitter page or my Google Plus page or whatever, it has that ZO number, so when somebody clicks on it, they're automatically assigned to me. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. So what I'm saying is figure out how to do this. It's not that difficult. Every time I link anything to AMSOil, I make sure that I do it correctly. And you can do that again by logging into the AMSOil dealer zone, and then you're going to click on hold on a second here. Computer running slow. You're going to click on My Business, and then you're going to click on My Dealer Website, and then link your site to AmsOil.com. So you click on Link Your Site, and it will show you on there. It says dealers can also use common syntax to link to AmsOil landing pages for specific types of equipment. And it shows you on there. It says http://. You learn all that. It says ZO equals and your ZO number. So -513524. I do not put any links out on the internet that do not have my ZO number on it. If it doesn't, I'm going to link it to my AmsOil website. For instance, if I post an AmsOil made YouTube video, the YouTube video, I don't share the video. I post the video onto my website, and then I link the website that I just created with the AmsOil video in it to all these other social media. So somebody has to click on my website in order to watch the video. Does that make any sense, hopefully, for everybody? I really want everyone to have the benefit of the doubt to be able to get the most bang for their buck in their AmsOil business. And online is kind of a little funky thing you got to know how to do. But if you take a few extra minutes, you can then get the customers that are clicking, especially on social media. You might have 500, 1,000, 2,000 people on your Facebook page. You click AmsOil.com and you share it to your Facebook page. People think, oh, great, AmsOil, wonderful. They sign up to be a customer. They might be signed to somebody else. If you do it with your ZO number in it, you know for a fact that they're going to be your customer. So just remember that. And speaking of that, I did getting preferred customers. I know a lot of people say, well, you just go to my website and click on the link, become a preferred customer. Or, you know, you can click here and become a preferred customer. If you want to 100% ensure that this person is your customer, you got to take a few extra steps. You got to do a little bit of work here. And, for instance, I had a call today, and a guy wanted some 2050 motorcycle oil. And he wanted to know the best price to get it. I said, well, become a preferred customer. So how do I do that? I said, it's easy. He says, you know, give me all your information, and I will make you a preferred customer right now, today, and get the order placed right away. And so it took me 5 minutes. So I took all of his information down. I then went and called in AmsOil. I called the order in. I made sure he was registered with my ZO number. And now I know for 100% fact that he is my customer. If I send him my website, you don't know. You don't know if he's your customer or not, because he could have clicked on another AmsOil website before that, and then you have to decide which customer he was assigned to or which dealer he's assigned to. So if you do it yourself, you take the 5 minutes out of your day to make sure he's registered with you, you know that this customer is yours. And that's all I want to say about online marketing. You got to do a few little extra steps, but I think it's really worth it. This guy placed an order for 5 quarts of 2050 motorcycle oil, a quart of the new transmission fluid, new quart of the primary fluid, and a filter for a 2015 Harley-Davidson Road Glide or whatever. He's now my customer for life, as long as he maintains his preferred customer. So with that, everybody, I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. Let me just say I appreciate you getting on again, and hope everybody has a good night. Go out there and make some AmsOil happen, as they say. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael. Michael.
Thanks for getting on. Appreciate it.
Good night, Michael.
Thanks.